Hello and welcome back to Stock Market Explained.
So last episode, if you remember, we covered what the stock market is, how it works. And today we're going to be looking at something happening right now as we speak that can shake markets worldwide.
Yeah, and that is, of course, oil prices. I'm sure you've all heard of geopolitical tension and one of the most important trade routes on Earth, the Strait of Hormuz.
Yeah, true. It might sound like a place you'd only hear about in your geography lessons, but it actually has huge effects on inflation, businesses and in general share prices.
Should we get into it? Let's break it down.
So the Strait of Hormuz, it's a narrow stretch of water between Iran and Oman.
And despite being relatively narrow, it's one of the busiest energy shipping routes in the world.
Yeah, that's crazy. I think large amounts of global oil and liquefied natural gas pass through it every day.
This means that if anything threatens the shipping there, the whole world will pay attention.
True, yeah. Basically, you can think of it as like sort of a motorway, but for oil tankers.
It's not just any motorway, it's a major motorway, maybe like the M25.
Oh, yeah.
The M25 shuts, backs up everywhere, it's causing mayhem.
Oh, definitely. Same idea is if fewer tankers can pass through, basically global oil supply in general becomes tighter and it's less frequent.
And as we discussed last episode with supply and demand, when the supply falls or is threatened, the prices often rise pretty rapidly.
Absolutely. And even the fear of disruption can move markets entirely.
So a lot of students hear oil prices and think that it only affects petrol, but that's not necessarily true.
Absolutely not. Oil literally affects almost everything.
Transport costs.
Airlines.
Shipping.
Manufacturing plastics.
Heating in some countries.
And food distribution as well.
So when these oil prices rise sharply, costs rise a lot in the economy.
Yeah, so that creates something called cost push inflation.
Meaning businesses facing higher costs and pass it on to consumers.
Yeah, so that basically means when they pass it on to consumers, prices in shops are now going to increase.
Which is pretty bad news, especially when inflation's already quite a concern.
Yeah, so now the central banks are going to try and intervene and they'll probably keep interest rates higher for longer.
So obviously this is a stock market podcast, so a lot of you are wondering, why does this affect the stock market? And that's really because markets react to investors. And that the question investors ask is, what does this mean for the company's profit?
Yeah, so if oil costs rise, well, many firms are therefore probably going to face lower profit margins as well.
Airlines will spend more on fuel.
The retailers will probably pay more on transport.
Factory will pay more for production.
And consumers as well will probably spend less. If petrol becomes expensive, you're probably not going to try and buy as much of it.
Let's talk about the sectors then.
Right, so a lot of the potential losers with these rising oil prices are going to be the likes of airlines, logistic firms, retail, tourism, even manufacturers probably.
Mm. And even though this sounds pretty bad, there are actually a few winners, which is my surprise, but it's the oil producers, energy companies, and even some defence firms during geopolitical tension.
True, so yeah, some markets don't actually all move in the same direction. Like some of them could be, you know, doing well, some of them could be doing bad.
And so sometimes you'll see markets fall quite sharply after some breaking news.
True, yeah. News headlines move very fast, and that's because investors price in future risk literally instantly.
And they don't wait for 6 months of data, they see it and make their move.
Exactly. If traders think conflict can worsen even more, the prices of shares can literally move within minutes.
So how does this affect the UK and why should this matter?
Because I think the UK imports a lot of its energy and trades. It's a global trading centre. It trades globally.
So higher oil can mean higher transportation costs. I'm sure a lot of you are experiencing, you know, just filling up your cars a lot more than it used to be. And this also can affect the pressure on inflation, slower economic growth, and a lot of market volatility. The markets become quite volatile.
Yeah, that's the one. And the FTSE 100, which, as I said before, is one of the which basically holds the top 100 companies. That also includes a lot of the major oil companies, so sometimes the UK market can be cushioned by the rising energy shares.
Interesting point, but bad news for consumers can still help some listed firms.
True. Yeah. Well, investors probably can currently see diplomatic talks happening, military developments, shipping disruptions, inflation data and interest rate expectations.
Because all of those affect the growth and profits of companies.
True. Now, moving on to what we probably do in school. There are quite a few topic links here that you could think about. The supply shocks, cost push inflation, as I said before, monetary policy, global interdependence, and just genuine economic uncertainty.
So this is basically effectively real world economics happening live right now.
Yeah, 100%. So the Strait of Hormuz, to conclude, the Strait of Hormuz matters a lot because a lot of the world's global energy, a lot of the world's global fuel passes through it.
So if supply is threatened, oil prices rise.
Higher oil can therefore rise inflation.
And that affects a lot of companies, all companies, profits, stock prices. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So thanks for listening to that quick podcast. Next episode, we'll look ahead and think what might happen next in markets.
Will the shares recover, fall, or just stay volatile? We'll discuss all three. See you next time.
See you.
Thank you.